You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 59. Now, I had an email just a couple of weeks ago from Margaret, and Margaret is one of my students. Margaret's one of my students on my professional training course. That's the Master Dream Analyst and Dream Alchemist course. And Margaret said, look, I've been obviously listening to your podcast for a long time, and I'm halfway through the course with you, and I'd really like to come on the show and talk about what it's like to be a student and the kind of results that I'm getting with Dream Alchemy with my volunteer clients. So I thought that sounded like a really lovely idea, because we all love to hear great Dream Alchemy stories, don't we? So I said, yeah, let's do the interview. And I thought about it some more and thought, you know, it takes quite an interest in dream interpretation to decide to listen to these podcast shows. So probably there's quite a lot of you out there that have amassed quite a lot of dream interpretation tips that you've learned through listening to the show and the other resources on my sites and my books and so on. And I wondered how many of you have kind of started to get confident enough to interpret your partner's dreams, your friend's dreams, people at work. Whether you've taken some of those tips and are interpreting little bits of people's dreams, or whether you're kind of going full in and saying, well, you know, I've been learning quite a lot about my dreams through Jane Theresa Anderson's podcast and books and things, and, you know, maybe I can help you with your dream. Perhaps you're stepping out and offering dream alchemy to friends and family and partners. So I thought that you might be interested in hearing from Margaret about what it's like to actually do this on a 40-week course and to listen to some of the results that she's getting. You might be able to relate to how she's getting on with her clients if you're doing this with your friends and family. And, of course, you might even be interested in looking at this yourself. So before going over to Margaret, I guess I should very briefly outline the structure of the course so that you can relate to what Margaret is saying. Now, it's a 40-week course made of 20 modules. I have already interviewed Margaret, and you'll hear us talking about a fortnight. Now, I know in most countries apart from Australia and England, you know, the word fortnight only applies in Australia and England. So a fortnight means a 2-week period. I thought I better just get that out there. So this course is 20 2-week periods. It's all done by phone and email, as in this is how it works. You sign up for the course. I send a module to you. You go out and you find anywhere from 2 to 10 volunteer clients, and they're going to be your clients for the whole 40 weeks. You're going to be analyzing their dreams and doing dream alchemy with them. So it's kind of right thrown in the deep end kind of course. It's very practical. And in that module I send you, I give you some reading, and I give you the field work to do with your volunteer clients each fortnight, each 2-week period. So generally, each module is a different technique of dream interpretation and other stuff as well. So at the end of the 2-week module, you then write up some of your results according to what I want you to do. And then each module finishes with a 1-hour one-to-one private phone call tutorial with me to see how you've gone and discuss things in general. And, you know what a tutorial is, I'm sure you can imagine. So Margaret is halfway through her course, and I'm absolutely delighted that she decided to come on the show. So here we go. Welcome to the show, Margaret. How are you?
Really well, thanks, Jane. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And I'm absolutely delighted that that you're coming on to share with everybody what it's like to study to be a master dream analyst and dream alchemist, because it's quite a niche topic. It's not for everybody. and I think you're about halfway through the 40-week course now, aren't you?
Yes.
So what attracted you to the course originally?
This is a bit of a story.
Good.
So I'll try and be quite brief. So I'm a stay-at-home mum, and been home for about 4 years. And with that length of time, I think you can, well, I lost myself a little bit, you know, being consumed with the child's world. And was quite unhappy in an area of achieving and trying to find balance in my life and trying to reconnect to me, who I was. And after a lot of asking and a lot of, you know, looking for leads about something I could possibly do, and as you know, I was on the internet and looking around and looking around and discovered your website. I've always been interested in dreams, always. I've always recorded my dreams and did the typical thing that no one should really do, had all my dream books, interpretation books, and never felt that they, you know, weren't relevant to me and thought, oh, that's all a bit odd whenever I tried to interpret my own dreams. So I came across your dream interpretation, site, loved it, read everything on there and went down to your services and, of course, came across the course. And as clear as day, I was sitting here looking at my laptop and it was like, that's it. And that was the word that came into my head. This is it. That's it. Do it. And it was a very clear voice in my head and I got very excited. So from there, that was a couple of months actually before I contacted you about the course. And in that couple of months before I contacted you, I think I read nearly every page on your site and started to dabble in a bit of alchemy stuff. And then I experienced the results from that on my own. And I thought, wow, if these are the results with, you know, that I'm getting from not knowing what I can do and not having any formal knowledge, what could I achieve if I actually studied with you? So that's what led me to you.
Well, I'm very impressed that you read nearly all my website because it is rather huge.
I was addicted, totally addicted, totally.
Thank you. And with such a massive and excited and that's it introduction and lead up, has the course lived up to your expectations?
Oh, it's gone beyond, absolutely gone beyond. It's, it's very difficult for me to put that into words.
Mm.
It's provided such a deep need for me. And it's just brought so much joy into my life. So I'm sorry for everybody that's listening, but I really cannot express that into words.
That's okay. maybe we'll just single it down to one thing and say, you know, what's maybe the one thing that you've most enjoyed about the course so far now that you're halfway through?
The learning.
Mm.
The learning. And working with my pool of volunteers and seeing the changes in their lives as well.
Yeah, we should explain to everybody that on this course, what you do, it's very hands-on, isn't it? And you have to go and get, as a student, you go and get some volunteer clients, and that can be anywhere from, say, 2 to 10 volunteer clients, and they're your clients for the year, and you work with those. So, Margaret, how did you go about choosing and enticing your volunteer clients to come along for the journey?
I actually handed that one over to the universe. I just knew I would work with the right people that I was meant to work with. But what I did do, I asked everybody and anybody that I was very comfortable with, so very close friends and family members. And actually, in hindsight, that was quite overwhelming because everybody wanted to participate. Which, you know, surprised me. I wasn't expecting that. And so I started, so that's how I went about it. I asked the people that I was very comfortable with and I knew quite well and they knew me quite well. And yes, everyone wanted to participate.
Mm.
So I think I started off with something like 10 people, which is, for me, was way too many. Anyway, with life circumstances and other people have had priorities and so they've kind of dropped away a little bit. Now I'm doing 5 people, including myself, and that is a lovely number
yeah,
for me.
It is.
Yep.
And yes. and the course, at least to where you've got to on the stage, is all done by either face to face or by phone. So you know you've got volunteer clients that don't actually live in the same state as you, haven't you?
That's right. Most of them are in New South Wales, and I'm in Queensland. So it's most of the stuff is on the phone, and I have one client here that I do face to face with.
Yeah, and how soon did your clients start experiencing, you know, positive changes in their lives, whether that's insights into their dreams through you interpreting them or through doing the dream alchemy that you were creating for them?
Look, with just the dream interpretation coming in on that level, they were all blown away within the first month. they were just amazed at how you can spot the issues or the imbalances. That was rewarding in itself. However, the gold is the alchemy, as we all know. And they're really starting to manifest now. So, or maybe about a month ago, so probably three months into the course, really starting to see their waking lives changing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you able to share any of your clients' stories with us without impinging on their confidentiality?
Yes. I'll start with all of us, or the whole five of us.
Oh, fantastic.
Just all five of us on the level, we've all achieved more balance. So more balance within ourselves. And my understanding or the way I perceive that is that leads to you having the ability to perceive things in a new way and therefore creating, you know, more optimum outcomes or more peace. So all five of us have experienced that as a whole. Individually, I have one client, I've got two beautiful stories here.
Mm-hmm.
One client only last week purchased a large item, which was a large dollar value, and this was the first time in that person's life that she purchased something with no guilt attached. And I think that is just lovely.
That's beautiful.
Is truly the result of alchemy. So that was just, I thought that was just a beautiful example.
That's great.
Yeah, it is great. First time that she can remember having no guilt. So I thought that's just excellent. Another lovely story is another client who had a very strange relationship with her father. And through doing alchemy specifically on that relationship, we focused on that. They actually share their thoughts, feelings, and their relationship has been turned around.
All in 3 months.
Yeah, all in 3 months. They're two beautiful stories.
That's
everybody else. I mean, they've all got their own individual lovely examples and stories, but those are the two that I really like best.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. And how did you feel as you listened to them reporting the changes in their lives or watched them experience the changes? How did it make you feel?
Oh, it's just brilliant. It is so rewarding, and it just made, you know, one, I know I'm meant to be doing this, and that is a confirmation of that. Two, the energy that it brings me, the gratitude, the joy, it's such a lovely energy, and that just has, you know, unbelievable benefits for just me in my daily life. So it just felt fantastic.
And so you did. Congratulations. You are an excellent student. You are doing beautifully on this course.
Thank you.
describe a typical week, or, well, I guess a module is really takes place in a fortnight because there's 22 weekly modules. So describe a kind of typical two-week chunk, a typical module, how it goes for you.
Yeah. After we have our phone tutorial, then you send me, you know, the module for the fortnight. I read through all that, do all the readings. I have set times during the week where I speak to my clients. So after I do all the readings and learn that new technique that you're, you know, teaching me, then I speak to my clients in their set time.
Mm-hmm.
They pick an appropriate dream that will match that technique that I'm learning. I'll work on that dream, and then I'll speak to them again with, so the following week, you know, really looking at that dream with that technique. And that, those phone conversations can go for an hour, or do go for an hour. Mm-hmm. And then I have to write everything up and send it to you. So really hours, say per week. Look, what I find is that, you know, what you put into it is what you get out of it. So I think, you know, you could do this course easily and quite enjoyably between 8 to 10 hours a week and actually learn a lot from those hours. That would be fine. However, I do a lot more. I kind of go up to about 15 hours a week. The thing is, I've found too, is that when you're doing this and you're understanding so much more about the mind and how we function, is that it makes me want to go for further knowledge. So it just never stops. Mm-hmm. I'll branch out and start learning about something else because something catches my attention. So I put a lot more into it.
Mm. Mm. It is good, isn't it, that it's structured that way. I mean, I set out to structure the course that way so that, you know, some people could go through and do minimum and still gain all the skills and the confidences and perhaps just work with 2 volunteer clients. But, you know, at the other end of the scale, as you say, people can take it as far as they want, have as many clients as they want, read, you know, increasingly deeper into it. So, you know, but I think I've run this course in many different kinds of ways over the years, and the course that you're doing now is the most hands-on that it's ever been.
I think that's brilliant. I'm really enjoying that aspect of it, and I mean, saying all that too, you know, to do 8 to 10 hours a week would really give you the skills and the abilities to go and be a dream interpreter and alchemist.
Mm.
So, you know, it's really doable. So, yeah, it's excellent.
So you can, although you're only halfway through the course, you can already see yourself confidently setting out as a not only a dream analyst and alchemist, but a master dream analyst and a master dream alchemist. You can see it there.
Yes, that's what I'll be doing. I was going to say that's the goal, but no, I will be doing
that's
it.
That's right. Yes, fantastic. Well, you are already now. And then the course also involves interpreting your own dreams. You know, every module, what I set, the field work that I set for you to go and do with your volunteer clients, I also select one aspect of that and get you to do it on your own dreams, don't I? So there's always an aspect of interpreting your own dreams and doing dream alchemy on those. So how have you found that experience working with your own dreams and alchemy in the kind of guided way through the course, you know, using different techniques each week?
Well, look, it's brilliant because, you know, not only are you helping clients, but you're also helping yourself.
Mm.
So you get the maximum benefit as well. So, you set your own, I set my own alchemies and then I see the benefits for myself as well. So it's such a win-win. Mm. It's just brilliant. In saying that, you know, we do know that when you're emotionally involved and when it's yourself, it's not always easy. However, I see that as a positive because it teaches me to you know, step outside of myself because I think, too, in the future there will be clients where I may not find it as easy to read their dreams or spot their beliefs. So this is a good way of teaching yourself to become emotionally detached. And it's a skill, you know, it's a practice skill. And so throughout the course, you know, I will get better and better at that, which will help me in the future with people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most difficult challenges to interpret your own dreams and to, as you say, to step out of that emotional involvement. To put on the blinkers.
That's right. And look, you know, as we know, some weeks I've done quite badly at that. But it's wonderful because, you know, you're able to tell me what it is. And then I go, aha, okay. And then, you know, that goes in my memory.
And you've also had weeks when you've done it extraordinarily well. So how do you, maybe if you could describe to people listening in what it's like to do that 1 hour tutorial with me every week. Is it really worrying? Is it like, oh, no, she's going to tell me it's all wrong?
It's my favourite part of the fortnight.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's actually my favourite 1 hour in the fortnight in my life. I think I absolutely love it. I Yes, look, the fear has dissipated now. Initially, I was quite fearful, thinking, oh, am I doing this right? And there's all that self-doubt. But through doing alchemy and also by, you know, building a rapport and getting to know you, those fears just take care of themselves and dissipate.
Yes.
So, it's just brilliant. I just love it. I really look forward to it.
Mm. That's wonderful, and thank you. how about your family? Have your family noticed, or have they actually said to you that you are different in any way since you've been doing this course?
I have a couple of close family members who are just blown away by the changes and just really in my corner and backing me and saying, yes, Mark, this is brilliant. This is, you know, they can see me doing this. It's like I found my little niche.
Mm.
The family, in my little unit with my husband and my children, is that we have more of a flow in our lives. I think that's because I'm working towards purpose, and I'm not just I needed something more than I needed to work towards a goal, and that has brought more calmness, more balance in our lives.
Mm.
Because I have this desire and meeting that need and nurturing myself. So it's just a win-win all round.
Mm.
It's excellent.
That's so good. And what do your clients say about working with you? Do you remember anything in particular that they have said back to you?
Yeah, look, initially, there's another little story I'd like to share because I think it's quite humorous. My brother-in-law, who I have to say is one of my best clients and the most deeply committed clients I've got now, but when I first started, he said to his wife, oh, what the hell's Margaret doing now? And, you know, after a bit of a rocky start, I mean by, you know, a little bit of a lack of commitment on his behalf, and after that, and we pushed through that, he saw the benefits, and he is just blown away by your methods that I'm learning, absolutely blown away, and can see the benefits. So it's interesting, I had, you know, a family member who couldn't see any reason in this or understand, but was willing to, you know, help me out, and is probably the most committed client I've got now.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Which is just excellent.
He's experienced the magic, and obviously you apply it extremely beautifully.
Yeah, look, they all love it. I think all of them enjoy the phone conversations that we have. People love to learn about themselves more and understand themselves more. And people, all of my clients are deeply committed to self-improvement, so they're loving this process. You know, there's different alchemies, as some most listeners would understand. And it's interesting to work with them throughout the weeks because then you can fine-tune the alchemies or give them the alchemies that best suit their personalities. And that's when things really start to flow quite nicely. I have some clients that prefer affirmations and respond really well to that. Other clients do enjoy the visualizations. So after, you know, the 3 or 4 month period, you can really start picking what best suits them.
Mm.
And then that's when, you know, it even flows better. Yeah,
that's when the magic really, you know, the alchemy builds on the alchemy, isn't it? When it's not just a one consultation, you actually work over a period of time and track what's happening to them. And as you say, you know, pinpoint the kind of alchemy that different people prefer and work more easily with. And really begin to see the changes.
That's right. And they're all hooked. They're absolutely all hooked now.
And what's so wonderful in their being hooked is that inadvertently they're actually your word of mouth for your paying clients when you finish the course, because there they are, your volunteer clients dotted all over Australia, going around saying to people, I've been doing this wonderful thing for a year, and it's made complete changes in my lives, and, you know, selling your services, basically.
Yes, and the other thing I found too is that I am just generous in my nature anyway, but just being out and about with other friends or, you know, associates that aren't involved formally in my course, you practice on them as well.
Yeah.
And I've offered them alchemies and they have done them too. So they're also experiencing the benefits. And it's fun and again, it's just so rewarding.
Do you think if this course had been more theoretical and, you know, you hadn't sort of been pushed in the deep end at the beginning by going out and getting your volunteer clients, do you think you might have held back on that kind of situation, you know, with other friends where you offer them alchemy? Do you think if it was more theoretical, you might just, I think I'll just wait to the end of the course before I practice any of this stuff?
Definitely. Mm. I agree with that. Mm. Yes.
So the throwing in the deep end kind of gives you the courage and makes you realise that you can actually do it very well.
Yes, I agree. In the beginning, say the first month, I was very challenged with that. But I knew that it's a process. Mm. And I was aware of the challenge and I just kept doing it. I knew it would all come together. And it still is all coming together. I mean, I'm only halfway through. Yeah. I have so much more to learn. But, yes, it's excellent. I think in the beginning you kind of want more, you need a little bit more security, but that's just because you're doing something totally new. Mm. But that just dissipates, yeah.
So what advice would you give other people considering doing this course, particularly anyone listening in? You know, as we know, everyone listening to this podcast show is deeply interested in dreams because otherwise they wouldn't still be listening at this stage. So what advice would you give, you know, I mean, and some people listening, of course, have just love the show but don't really know much about interpretation, and there are other people listening who are, you know, work professionally as psychotherapists in a different field from dream, for example. You know, we've got every range of dream qualification listening. What advice would you give others considering doing this course?
Look, this is the purpose why, the reason why I wanted to do this interview. If you have any inkling or any desire to want to do this, just do it. I think I was quite prepared to put my hand up and say, you know, I came in green here with no, you know, formal knowledge, no previous experience. I knew nothing. But it just, you know, that voice in my head said, this is it, and do it. And I trusted that. So I think I'm just urging, if anyone has that desire, it's just to follow it. Because I will guarantee that you will not regret it. Guarantee it.
That's absolutely fantastic, Margaret.
You know, it's the honest truth. And it's, you know, I'm so pleased that I contacted you, and I'm so pleased I'm doing this. It has changed my life. And when you experience something like that on such a deep level, you just want everyone else to experience it. So even if it's not just the Dream Alchemy course, but if it's something else that, you know, you have a niggle inside you, it's just go do it. Go do it. The fear dissipates and it all works itself out. Yep.
Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing all of that. It's really insightful and it's lovely. And, you know, you are already a master dream alchemist and analyst, because I have held your hand and watched you and not held your hand and seen you do wonderful magic by yourself with your clients. And I'm thinking you're only halfway through the course. You are going to be so spectacular at the end of all of this. And, you know, and when you finish the course and when you've got your own shop front up, we'll certainly share that with everybody who's listening so that they can go and find you too.
Well, thank you, Jane. Thank you for those motivating words. They're lovely. And you know, to give back too is that you've just been wonderful in the way that you've mentored me and leading me through this process. It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant. I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed to be part of this and to be working with you. It's never had a mentor in my life before, and this is a new thing, and it is just brilliant. Yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you.
I'm so glad Margaret came on the show. And, you know, I think one of the things that stood out from that interview was the power of dream alchemy. Interpreting the dream is one thing and takes a huge amount of skill and techniques to really get into it. And once you've got that far, to leave a dreamer interpretation has a magic of its own. It does create changes for the dreamer, but the real power is then moving it on and doing the dream alchemy, learning how to create a dream alchemy practice, give it to someone. And of course, the power then is the dreamer or the client actually going and doing the dream alchemy. And I think we talked about that quite a lot in the last podcast, podcast 58, about the importance of doing the alchemy, following a number of dreams over a period of time and doing the alchemy. So I think, that's what really stood out from talking with Margaret there, and she's experiencing that with working with her clients. It comes down to the power of creating the right alchemy practice for each person, and making sure that they do that. And that's where the huge life-changing results are. And hey, I wouldn't be doing this work myself, after nearly 20 years and still doing it, if I didn't have the passion to get across that message that this stuff can be so life-changing in absolutely amazing ways. I just, I'm so grateful that I stumbled upon the passion within myself and have followed it to grow it in every way. So I really encourage you, if you're sitting there and you'd like to grow it further within yourself, just for yourself or for other people, to keep going, whether you do the course that Margaret's doing, whether you consult me, whether you just, work your own way in your own time through the podcast and the free resources on all of my websites, whatever it takes. I hope today's podcast has inspired you just to go a little deeper, both into the methods and into, doing the dream alchemy. So you know all the places to go to find out more information, www.dream.net.au. And if you're particularly interested in this course, it'll be easy to find. Just go to the services and you'll see it there. Or go to my blog at janetereza.com or come to the Facebook page. Or hey, just email me if you've got a question. And if you'd like to come on the show, we're always here and really love to welcome guests on the show for whatever reason. And usually, of course, to bring a dream on that we can interpret and demonstrate the whole process and give you, if you come on as a guest, some fantastic insights into your life. And of course, some life-changing dream alchemy as well. So thanks everyone for listening. I enjoy your company. I know you're out there. I get emails from lots of you saying that you love the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep dreaming, keep up your alchemy. And I'll talk to you next week for what will be episode 60. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.